Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And now we've got a segment that I think all of the small business and big business people should be watching. We're here with Steve Noose. Steve is the head of forensic accounting at Berkowitz Pollack & Brandt, the big accounting firm here in town. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you and your family?
Yeah, we're in lockdown, and we're following the rules and social distancing when we do go out. But, we're hoping that there will be some limited reopenings, you know, starting here in Florida, which I think the governor is supposed to be announcing sometime today. So we're excited about that. That shows that, you know, we're making progress, and everybody working together, you know, we're going to defeat this virus.
I think you're right. We're all going to work together. But you bring a special set of skills to the table that can help people make it through the current period that we're in. Tell me a little bit about what a forensic accountant does and why that's important right now.
Well, forensic accountant is a little bit scary, you know, because you're going in and doing investigation, trying to substantiate facts and things. And so, you know, that role would be, in an instance where somebody really tried to take advantage of the rules, twist them or turn them, you know, to their benefit. And, you know, and right now that's kind of like a non-positive approach. You know, most people are saying, okay, you know, how can I get some additional funds? And, you know, first they should go to Jim Freed and see what type of good interest rates and principal balances you can help them with. But out there, the Small Business Administration, United States Treasury, there are all kinds of opportunities for additional lending. Probably the most popular one these days is the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans. Banks struggled with that, a couple of weeks ago. Every bank was interpreting the SBA and the Treasury rules differently, and it created a lot of confusion for people, such that, you know, they didn't really know how to apply for a loan. Now that's calmed down. Each of your major banks and small community banks, you know, they're all participating in this. They are acting as the lender on behalf of the Small Business Administration to give you a loan to help you continue to keep your employees hired. And they're doing these loans. The PPP loan is over an 8-week period of time. And once you receive the funding, that's when your clock starts for the quote unquote covered period. And then it's important for you to make sure that you incur those expenses based upon the application that you completed. And that's where the forensics comes in a little bit. You've got to make sure that you follow the law and follow the rules and make sure that you're compliant. Because at the end of that 8-week period, come June, you will have the opportunity for that loan to be forgiven. Forgiven. It goes away. Vanishes. Not there anymore. And so free money is what some have referred to it, you know, is actually a good thing that the government's trying to do for us. Now, we may pay for that in taxes down the road, but we're not going to worry about that. That's you know, another 5-10 years down the road.
I think, Steve, that one thing a lot of people don't realize, and I read about it in the Herald this morning, was that these PPP loans are available to people that are self-employed in an LLC or S-corporation format. That's the way I did it. That's the way I got it. And I'm very happy with the whole process. I got it from a smaller community bank. Wells Fargo didn't help, but the community bank reached out and they helped me, and the money's in my bank account.
And that's great. And that's exactly what you're looking for. But there comes the catch. The rules when you applied were a little bit simpler and a little bit vague. The rules when you have to apply for forgiveness, which is at the end of your 8-week period before June of 2020, those rules are going to be a little bit tougher, and they're going to be a little bit more on point. Now, the SBA had said that they were going to have that additional guidance out by Sunday, April 26th. They're a little behind. They've been a little bit busy lately. Therefore, that additional guidance and clarification of things is going to come eventually. But if you've already received your funds and you've started that 8-week covered period, there's a couple basic things that you've got to do. Any type of communication with your bank should be in an email, just so that you have a record of it. Any type of payments that you make, whether they're related to your payroll cost or to your rent or to your utilities, any basis that you're using of the loan that you receive, you need to make sure you have documented receipts. Very, very important. Some people are even going to the extent of setting up a separate bank account. That during this 8-week period of time, I'm going to set up a separate bank account, and I'm only going to make payments out of that bank account that relate to the PPP loan, you know, criteria. That's good. It's a little bit of a hassle, a little bit of a headache, you know, but if you're a sole proprietor or a smaller company, it's a little easier to do. If you're using ADP payroll or paychecks, that's a little bit, you know, more complicated to do, because you've got to show that you're funding that payroll out of that bank account during that 8-week period of time. And in that period of time, sometimes it has split periods. It's not going to be convenient, like start on a Monday and end on a Friday type thing. So there are some challenges for people. But my guidance to them is to just make sure that any expenses that you incur during this period, they have to be incurred during the 8-week period, and they have to be paid during the 8-week period of time. You look at it on a cash basis type thing. If cash goes out and you got a receipt for it and it's during that 8-week window, you should be good with respect to that particular expenditure qualifying for forgiveness. And again, at the end of the day, the goal is to make sure that we get this particular loan forgiven and that we keep as many of our employees that we had prior to COVID-19 hitting us and causing lockdown as of March through the 8-week period of time and continuing to have them, you know, employed.
Steve, I was relatively kind to the government when I filed mine. I just really did it for insurance, for payroll and then insurance. You see, you forgot about the health insurance when you mentioned.
That's true. Yep. Health insurance is
so
part of
all we're going to do is we're going to pay the health insurance. We're going to pay the salaries. We're going to keep the receipts from that. It's all in one bank account. We're talking about four checks, basically. They're going to come out of that bank account. Two yep. salary, two insurance. That's it. We're going to have the evidence. Bang, here it is to the IRS, and we're done.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. High five.
That'll get you a clean bill of health.
I want to thank you so much. We're scheduled here for a break. We're going to have Alan Garfinkel come on. We're going to talk about post-COVID recovery, things like business interruption. I know that firms like Garfinkel also use forensic accounting. Would you like to sit in and see if, well, you can add some value here?
I certainly would like to. I just want to sit and listen to Mr. Garfinkel and some of the insights he's going to share with us.
Okay, well, great, Steve. Stick with us. We're going to have Alan Garfinkel come on after the half hour. We're going to talk to him for a while. We're going to have Steve Newson, who downplays his ability to give extra advice onto the business interruption thing. I put this together for a reason. These are two top guys in this space. If you think that you have a claim or have a reason to call your insurance company to get money back, that's what the next half hour is going to be about. Get your notebooks out, folks. You're going to want to hear this. We'll be back. Reagan, take it away.